section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
All right, good enough. We're good.
I just sigh loudly and say, yeah. Sorry, that wasn't a very good example.
Coming to you live from Rocky Top Vapor in Johnson City, Tennessee, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Toothless in Seattle, Blake's List, Celebrity Birthday Game, What's Up in E-Smoke with Classy Vape, Would You Rather, and Maximum Cloud Production with your co-host, Big E, intern Heather, and me, the Bottle Cap Kid. And now your host, please call him Vape Clayton.
Welcome everyone to episode 224 of Emergency IP. I am your host, the podcast you got. I got some fan feedback. On the last episode, I forgot to introduce the people that are with me, and so we forgot to play the music and everything. It's the first time I've ever done a show, and...
Don't let the amount of shows fool you.
He hasn't done one of these in 8 years.
I've never done one of these in Tennessee.
No,
I think it has. It's like Australia. Everything goes the other way.
It's a time zone difference.
It's a time zone difference.
It's the mountains.
Jet lag. And we didn't even take a jet.
All right, first. We have shared a bed together. We have shared some laughs.
This could be anyone.
She's held a banana for 17 hours today and still has not eaten it completely. It is the one and only intern Heather. Welcome to the show.
Yay.
Amendment. Banana completed.
It could have been anybody until the banana. Mm-hmm. The banana came in.
I'm the only one that's holding it.
All right, and our security guard, my co-pilot when I drive for 8 hours, the one and only, Big E. Big E, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're not going to say anything
wrong.
All right.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry.
And the man who snores just enough to keep you awake,
yes,
but does it in such a romantic way, he'll sleep on the floor. He doesn't care.
That's right.
He is the one and only. Hashtag rename Jason.
You suffer, so I don't have to.
Yeah. He has no shame about it either. He's like, Biggie, I know.
Deal. All right. So now I've started the show correctly, which is great.
Where are we?
We are in Johnson City, Tennessee.
This does not look like your kitchen.
We're in between some mountains, and
this is a lot more smoke than his, or vapor than his kitchen.
Yeah, Molly would not tolerate this happening in the kitchen right now. So we got a great show for you. It's our second one here that we're doing at Rocky Top Vapor at rockytopvapor.com. Michael and Brandy were nice enough to have us. And they also invited some special guests.
Geests.
But we're not going to tell you until later. Because Jason wants to talk about something first.
Well, there are a couple things I want to talk about. We're live in the store. Business transactions are taking place as I'm talking. People are shifty-eyed looking around like, what are all these guys over here?
What's... I'm memorizing credit card numbers.
Why are they talking funny?
But we're live in the store. What a treat to be here in Tennessee. I've never been to Johnson City, nor that I knew that it existed before a few weeks ago. So... Congratulations. Blake, I've known you for a while. I think of the top five handsome men in the world, I think George Clooney.
One.
I think Leonardo DiCaprio.
Four.
I think two other people.
Three.
And then I think Blake Clayton.
Yes. I have dashing good looks.
Without a doubt. You're debonair.
I have
Fred Astaire.
I have eyelashes that many women throughout my childhood and my adult life have wished they could have.
They go for miles, some would say. But I would say that... Something is off about you as of late, and I cannot put my tooth on it. Finger on it, I mean.
Yes. I did lose a tooth. I thought, hey, what a better way to look like an idiot when you go to Tennessee and meet some people for the first time, but to have a big tooth missing.
Yeah, right, right in the front.
Right in the front. So I had a fake tooth. It came out. The dentist said, hey, I can charge you $300 to shove it back up there, glue it, but I can't guarantee it'll make it to the car. And I was like, well, I don't have $300 anyway. So now I have to have a bridge, which is $1,800 put in. But so I go home, and Molly says, why didn't they put your tooth back in? And I was like, well, because it's not going to stay. And she goes, how long are you going to be without a tooth? And I said, to get a bridge takes 2 months.
As if you weren't having enough sex already.
It's 7 months less than making a baby to make a tooth. So she said, you can't walk around without a tooth.
Agreed. She gave you a complex.
Yeah, Michael said that I look fine. Yeah, he said, I'm still gorgeous, and we have a romance going on. And he said, I look fine.
I think he'll look fine, but not top five anymore.
I think Molly just is dating me, or was married to me.
Just for my teeth.
Is that it? What? How did you lose a tooth to begin with? Like, way back when?
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
Oh, so you lost it due to neglect.
Sweet, sweet nectar of the gods.
Is that fair to say?
I've lost a total of 7 teeth because of Mountain Dew.
Neglect.
You want to see?
I'm seeing, and boy, that is horrific.
What a jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, this is my Halloween costume. I'm going as a jack-o'-lantern.
I'm going as me with my mouth open.
So, and on the last show, a lot of you guys do clouds and stuff, and they can move them with their hands, and they can do...
The cloud production. All the
cloud production.
Jellyfishes.
Tricks, jellyfishes, which I can't even make a circle.
I can't either.
But I can do the pirate, which is a new patented move of mine. I'll do it for everyone here.
I'll see all you guys doing it on Instagram. I know it.
Sucking it in. And now through the gap in his face that we just talked about comes the pirate's.
That is going to win every competition ever.
Can you make the R sound?
You can just say that you are so dedicated to the art that you ripped out your tooth.
You could be the Jared Fogle of Mountain Dew. Like you could say, lose your teeth.
He's got a tiny steering wheel on his belt, driving him nuts.
From time to time, we like to go on Craigslist and find some interesting submissions. And since we're in Johnson City, we thought we'd go to the Johnson City Craigslist and see if they're as messed up as Peoria.
Turns out, yes.
Yeah,
this whole world is messed up.
There's actually twice as many as I usually get given to me. We can do free first, we can do missed connections.
To me.
Or we can do casual encounters, which we gotta wait to make sure there's no kids.
No kids. So start with the free. What are they giving away for free?
That's what I'm always looking for. I'm looking for a deal, Blake.
All right, well, here's a deal for you. Free rat. I have a rat to rehome as soon as possible. We originally got him for our kids because that's what but we never really pay attention to the poor thing anymore. So I went to find him a good home. He is a wonderful pet. He loves attention. He's never bitten anybody and has been good with the kids. They have named him Spike. He is black and white. If you have any questions, feel free to ask.
Two changes they should have made. He craves attention. And he hasn't bit anyone because we don't pay attention to him.
Right, exactly.
And no one's gotten close enough to him to know if he bites.
Why would you get your kids a rat and then neglect the rat? That's a straight one and two for parents, mm-hmm. isn't it?
If you've got a bad pet, you at least have to live up the pet. You got to hype it up.
Oh, he's never done anything wrong.
Well,
is that how you'd celebrate?
It's a great pet.
Mm-hmm. We have
like, that Spike, let's do it. Let's play with Spike for 3 hours every day, and eventually Stockholm Syndrome will kick in.
So you're teaching your children that, hey, if you have something, you don't have to pay attention to it, and you can just give it away on Craigslist. So,
what a bummer.
Hopefully they'll buy a puppy.
Hopefully Michael and Brandy will...
Do you guys need a rat?
Do you guys need a rat?
A rat.
Michael and Brandy.
There you go.
Rats around? Any classy vapors? Looking for a classy rat?
Everyone sleep on it. Don't answer now.
Yeah, just...
I think the shop rat would top that lemur that was in here.
Oh, yeah, they had a lemur in the shop yesterday.
And I found out that was a monkey. I did not know. But like, it had a diaper. I'm like, why would...
A diaper on any animal.
So a dozen feces on the floor.
Blake, what did you think it was?
I thought it was some kind of Tennessean...
It was like a bone
mountain man.
Oh, like their rangers are called lemurs.
Right. Three black walnuts, 10 trees worth, came... come and get them...
Come and clean up my yard.
That's my favorite walnut, the black walnut.
Ten trees worth. Come and get as many as you want. Have a lot in bags, but there is easily pick up truckloads.
For cute line nuts.
Still picking up, willing to help. What would you do with a truckload of black walnuts?
Well, shorter list. What wouldn't you do?
Yeah. And what we've noticed by doing this bit quite a few times is people will go on Craigslist that are lazy and don't want to do something. It's like, hey, come clean my sticks out of my yard. You can have some free craft sticks.
It's like free something. You move it. That's all it is. It's just I'm too lazy to move the thing.
I'm sure you can do something with all these leaves I have in my yard.
Now, this I don't make sense. This doesn't make sense. It says free quarter horse to a good home. Why would you just get a fourth of a horse? Which fourth of a horse would you take?
Oh, boy.
I have a free horse.
Knee down.
Knee gone to good home. Call ASAP. Ask for Alex. A lot of people giving away black walnuts and pets.
Where's the rest of the horse?
Again, why? Now, a horse is... I'm not a cowboy, obviously. I had a horse when I was young. You want to hear that story real quick?
You did not have a horse.
Yes, I had a
horse. You had a horse?
My dad had a farm. I had a horse. He let me go on it, like, on my own for the first time. I went rock hunting, because that's what you did.
What?
I got off the horse, couldn't get back on, walked this horse back 2 miles as my dad was standing at the end of the driveway, like, I should have pulled out.
You know what you should have done? Is just made a pile of all the rocks you had successfully hunted and used those rocks.
It was a nice rock. All right, now we're getting...
You only got one rock out of all that?
Well, no, yeah, I got off the horse... Could not get back home.
Couldn't let Wilbur go. Stinks.
Got some missed connections here. So everybody in the shop needs to pay attention because you could have had a missed connection.
This could have been you.
The girl over there in the orange shirt that was mad.
It could be her. You could be misconnected.
Looking for Martin Pope from Florida. W4W, which is Woman for Man, right?
You guys know Martin Pope?
W4W is Woman
Martin
for Woman.
Martin Pope. Did you guys go to school with Martin Pope? Come on, Michael. Michael's like, that's my code name. maybe not. Sorry, I didn't read the rest of it. We met through our kids in Tennessee. Would love to see you again. About or over 6 foot, brown hair, brown eyes. We met at school. Tell me your son's name. Never mind. I found him on Facebook.
And the stalking has been...
So
delete the ad. You don't amend the ad and say, never mind, don't look at this.
Right. Why even push submit?
It's narcissism.
I figured it out.
Someone wants to say, you know what, I know the whole Craigslist community cares about whether or not I found this person. Guess what? I did.
There's a Texas Roadhouse here in... Anybody here go to Texas Roadhouse lately? No. Okay. Thanks you for helping me out,
Crickets.
You just say yes to move the bit along. Hot waiter at Texas Roadhouse, woman for man. You were my waiter there for 9:14. Hottie! can't remember the name, but maybe Joe. Message me if you're a male waiter there, and we can go from there.
Oh,
that's a pretty common male name.
See, that could go so wrong.
Joe.
That could have gone so wrong, too,
because
all of the male waiters there are going to be like, well, I think I'm a hottie.
That woman is casting a wide net, I think, at Texas Roadhouse.
She's like, I really love the menu at Texas Roadhouse. If I date a guy that works there, I can get free.
See, that's not the way you go about it, either, because she had a good platform. She was the customer. She should have put that on a receipt. She should have said something at the end of the meal. She should have passed
that
along.
That's why it was a missed connection. She missed the $100.
Well, that means you missed the chance. You don't get another chance. I'm kind of against this whole Craigslist section, I think.
Well, why don't you sit out this segment and we'll wrap it up.
You have the baseball analogy.
Yeah, if you strike out, you're done. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, you strike out 100% of the time if you don't...
Oh, yeah. If you don't try, then you strike out 100% of the time. Oh, yeah, you strike out 100% of the time, so the shots you don't take. There we go.
All right, a couple more. You guys can go ahead and wake up. Just do a couple more. Daisy Duke, where are you? ? Male for female. I have a new email account, but lost all the emails of my dear M&M, Daisy Duke. M&M means?
I don't know.
All right.
The milk chocolate candy that melts in your mouth, not in your mouth.
I don't know.
You have a thin candy shell. I think you're going to be okay.
All right. This is your technically gifted buddy. Please respond. He's so technically gifted that he...
He's lost all his email contacts.
Right. I do a really good job of computers.
Use my phone.
Please respond, and I will send you my new address. It is the same as before, except... ... Miss you, baby, and those sexy cold feet.
It's technicalsavvy at dumbass.com.
What is that? Does anyone miss cold feet?
If they're sexy, I suppose.
Oh, there's nothing worse than cold feet.
Why would someone miss that? I'm not.
Maybe it's a cute little inside joke with them.
I would have to be because I don't get the foot fetish thing.
Adam and I like to say Joss Whedon, except we don't say Joss Whedon. We say other names that start with a J and a W, so we say things like James Williams, and we think that's cute. So I'm assuming that's the same level.
Now, the best part of Craigslist, we'll just do one of these real quick. Casual encounters. Yeah. This is where you are looking for someone of a certain appearance.
Ilk, maybe?
Common interests. Usually involves animals of
girth.
Girth.
Length.
All right, here we go. Fat
color.
Chick. Oh, hold on. Go ahead. Fat chick needs good fuck toy.
Oh, ooh, you can't
sorry.
Say that.
You can't say that.
My bad. That's me. I'm sorry. I use that word. The boss is here. Everybody got it right. Me. I'm a plus size 22-ish. What's 22-ish? I'm not a girl, but...
That's upwards of 30.
What are you? I'm a 22-ish.
That's 45.
She's dirty, inked, and kinky. 35.
Okay. Are you scanning?
Just looking around. Roll tight. not down with that? ? Great. Please, next, please. I've taken, but free to play. My guy loves when. Should I do this one in here?
You can't curse.
Just
be creative.
Just don't curse. Just skip the curse.
Here, you read it.
Just dance around.
Make
do the old Tennessee two-step around it.
So what's on the table, boys, is a good old-fashioned sexing.
Sexing.
But everything has a catch, doesn't it? So here's what I want from you. Hosting is your issue, and public meet and neutral location preferred, no one over 40, under 25, preference tall, and well hung. I am out. Condoms a must, and proof of testing for... Proof of...
Testing?
Here's all my...
You gotta bring your lab results.
I brought my lab results, and hey, come over to my house.
Here's all my
testing.
You're
gonna need a rental verification as well for your last 6 years.
Right. I like my playmates well vetted and sexually responsible... Personable, not pushy. I have hard limits. Respect them. Or GTFO. We all know what that means.
Yeah.
I love a friends with benefit. If it's doable, tonight's on the table. Send me your stats and your kick.
What kind of stats? Like batting average and stuff like that?
I would say.
I mean, any stats you're going
average.
With? Yeah.
She wants to know if you went for the cycles in the last game.
How square footage, probably.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, definitely.
Gas,
that's a good one.
Gas mileage.
Mm-hmm. And I
less
really
gas bill,
make a
less
year.
Gas bill.
I really think it's rude that you order the other person to host.
I don't even think she's legally allowed to post that on Craigslist.
What?
Because she's, like, discriminating by gender and size.
Something else for you to work on.
Just doing prostitution, basically.
Craigslist! I'm on Craigslist, baby, come on! Yeah.
I have an intro for this one, too.
Okay.
We're just going to go from one to the other?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Go. Brandy likes this. She's like, I know this song.
Shake your moneymaker, please. Shake all of your moneymakers.
Super. Thank you.
I know how
he hates this trampoline.
Is it anyone's birthday today? Anyone?
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
But you know whose birthday it is? This month of November that we... This the show will air in November. So that's what we're going to focus on. This is the celebrity birthday game. Where we talk about celebrities you probably know and when their birthdays are and if they're even alive or not. So I'm going to go around, I'm going to name a celebrity, and you're going to tell me whether or not they're alive, and if they are dead, how they died, and if they're not dead, how they will die.
I always win this game.
And because you're very... So let's start with you, Blake.
Okay.
Rapper Nelly.
Oh, Nelly. He's from the streets of St. Louis.
On November 2nd, he'll be 40 years old. Is he alive or dead?
Oh, he's dead.
How did he die?
Brady got so mad at me, she just looked at me like, no. And there was this other girl like, no, he's not dead.
She knows he is.
Brady, he's dead.
How did he die?
He took his band.
He got thank you, Biggie, for ruining it. I was going to say he died of allergic reaction to Band-Aids.
No, actually, unfortunately, he's alive.
Oh.
But he will die someday, and he will die of hypothermia because he took off all his clothes. that's very funny. The next person is Scott Matthew McConaughey, 45 years old, Oscar winner Matthew McConaughey.
Oscar winner.
45 years old. He'll be on November 4th. Is he alive or dead?
He's alive, but he looks like The Walking Dead.
Okay. He is alive, but when he dies, it'll turn out he was not all right.
All right.
Right. What's that car company that he does the commercials for?
Lincoln.
They're the worst car commercials everywhere. It's like he's driving in a car, no traffic, like in Indiana with all the barriers, and he just like looks at his suit cuffling, and then just keeps driving.
It's this McConaughey hubris is what it is.
I'm pretty sure he stops and turns around when he runs into a cow. It's like, where were you even going? What was the purpose of getting in your car today?
Why do women find him attractive?
Because he's hot.
Chiseled,
yeah,
good,
he's
looks.
Super hot.
But doesn't
he looks dead now?
But look at me. Like I'm very hot, except for this tooth is gone. And I have a super awesome personality. And I have a really good blue comedy, which does not work.
You drove the closest thing to a Lincoln.
Michael said I back cars up really well, but girls want these good-looking guys that don't have any kind of personality.
But he does this with his hands. He moves his hands around in a pleasing way that looks like he's thinking. It's like, instead of thinking, he just moves.
Did I get points for mine?
You did until you talked for 5 minutes after the question. Next up is Sean Combs, a.k.a. Puff Daddy, a.k.a. Puffy, a.k.a. P. Diddy, a.k.a. Diddy. He will be 49 on November 4th. Heather, is P. Diddy and all those other names, is he alive or dead?
He's alive.
And how will he die someday?
He'll die from trying to remember the name he's using.
Very close. I'm going to give you points for that. He actually died from multiple personality disorder.
That's
good. That's very funny.
That was great.
Blake, you're up next. Singer, Lord. 18 on November 7th. Is Lord alive or dead?
She's only 18.
It's a girl.
Blake said,
I was like,
no clues. Well, not even gender is a clue.
Do you want me to? Okay, I won't do a clue.
Lord.
I have a good clue for you guys.
She sings that horrible song, Royals. It sounds like someone's. Oh, God, it's awful.
I'm going to say alive because I got some assistance from the audience.
How will she die? Let's have the audience help you with that.
Here's what I got. This is the answer.
He doesn't know.
She'll die from confusion?
She took the Lord's name.
Oh, wow.
Very good. Hi-yo.
Who's that? Scott. Macho Man, Randy Savage. November 15th is his birthday. Is he alive or dead?
He's dead.
How did he die?
Heart attack.
Oh, yeah, brother.
You're right. Well, first of all, good impression. Second of all, you're right. He is dead. That's not how he died, though. He actually donated his body to Slim Jims.
Did you know that?
Slim Jim.
Didn't you know he was in the St. Louis Cardinals farm system as a catcher, or his dad was?
No, he was. He played a little.
I think his real name was Randy Boffo.
Yes.
And I don't recall.
Poffo.
Poffo?
No, that was Leif and Lenny.
Well, that was their real last name.
Okay.
Leif and Lenny was his brother.
I don't think that's a fair question because every wrestler is dead.
Fair. You know what? Next time you host the goddamn game. Heather.
Yes.
Chad Kruger.
Did I get points?
You got 3 points for that one.
Chad
Congratulations.
Kruger.
He'll be 40 years old. Mm-hmm. November 15th, he's the lead singer of Nickelback. How is he alive or dead?
He is alive.
And then how will he die?
The sandpaper he ate finally went all the way through his throat.
Pretty good answer. I had listen to Nickelback.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That's good.
I was going to say looking at a photograph.
This
photograph.
We don't need it. We don't need you to say it. Nope.
That reminds me of that other vape shop in town that sucks too.
We won't even mention them.
Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne vape.
That's that big corporate.
She is so
corporate one.
She's so cute. Why would she marry such a douchebag?
Dude, he just brought that wrestling character. He just brought him back right there.
Oh,
on November 21st, Blake, Carly Rae Jepsen.
I don't.
Carly Rae Jepsen. Of course, you know her. Alive or dead?
My backup partner for this game says she is alive.
Okay, and how will she die someday?
Again, I'm gonna have to go with.
Blake never called her lately.
See, part of the fun of this game is that you kind of already know the answers to these things, and you're supposed to improv something funny.
I did. It was so funny. I went like this.
You shrugged? Audibly. Okay. She will die because no one ever called her.
That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty funny.
I don't even know who
she does that Call Me Maybe song.
Yeah. Oh, here's my number.
Call Me Late Maybe.
Call me maybe.
Tomorrow. We've got two more.
Someone was like, no!
Biggie. Ben Stiller, 49 years old, November 30th. Is he alive or dead?
Alive.
Okay.
And yeah.
How will he die?
He'll do 4 more Zoolanders.
That is incorrect. He will spend the night at the mausoleum.
He would live on forever with 4 more Zoolanders.
Here's what I think we should get rid of the 50 Cent part of the segment. We should just do Metallica. Is he live or dead?
That is not Metallica, I don't think.
Yeah, that is.
Isn't that Iron Man?
No.
Oh,
it's
Iron Man. I'm an idiot, so let's just carry on.
All right, no, that's it. That's
50
the end of the game. You all win.
We all won.
Ooh, we tied.
But let's all know that Heather really won.
Job,
I kept points in my brain.
We probably should have did the rap battle.
Oh,
people seem to have liked that.
And now,
have you received on that?
Three people have told me.
Okay.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
I've been thinking about moving to Johnson City, Tennessee. They have everything I look for in a city. A population just over 65,000. They're in the Eastern time zone. And they're the home to one Rocky Top Vapor.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, that was...
We got a lot of ladies standing outside.
Yep, they're lining up.
And ladies,
hey, they want to meet me.
It's Jason here with IBWIP, and before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how you can contact us. Find everything at BurnsWhenIP at IBWIP.com, including all of our past episodes for free. At this point, well over 200 episodes. Free content. Drop us a line at Blake at IBWIP.com or on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or our Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to the show on YouTube under PiaVision and in iTunes or your favorite podcast app of choice. And don't forget to give us a rating, too. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Only give us a rating if it's a 4 or 5.
Yeah. Right. Or unless there's something higher than that.
Is there something higher than that on iTunes?
we'll create it.
Give us an honest rating on Facebook so we can contact you and figure out what's going on. And then we can change it and then rate it on iTunes.
Hey, he made me mad. He never listened to a whole episode. He's just like, I don't like things. I'm like, hey.
Vape pens, wham.
You like dick jokes? Come on, everybody.
I don't like vape pens, wham.
I like vape pens. You a jerk. Hey, folks, don't forget to check out RockyTopVapor.com. Use IBWIP20 to get 20% off.
That's your promo code, folks.
Yeah, everybody in this room. It's fine.
There's a guy at the counter.
IBWIP20. Tell them that code.
20% off. 20% off guy at counter with billfold?
I think it's online. Is it?
It's online, yeah.
It's online. Go online.
Buy whatever you're going to buy there, then leave this store, go to your house, order something else, use the promo code IBWIP.com, and you, sir, will save
20%.
20%.
Finish your transaction here. Finish that transaction at full price.
And buy some of them. See the little tickets right there? Buy those two, and you get one of them coupons.
Yeah. Was it Austin?
Keep your face
warm. Austin, please talk to him about the raffle tickets.
He's like, I just want to get my vape and get the hell out of here.
People are fucking stupid.
This is why I don't go to Illinois for anything.
Are we going to talk about Fakakta? FCFnetwork.com.
Yes, Fakakta Comedy Funhouse. Seems to be difficult for people to say.
Fakakta.
It's Yiddish.
FCFnetwork.com. We will be launching on December 1st. We have tons of great shows. We have Sex with Heather.
We have.
I had a joke.
Jason
are going to start doing couch pilots. We've got some really great pilot episode TV shows that have never aired. We're starting in the 70s, I think, right?
We're going to do seasons, yeah. We're doing 1970s, 80s, 90s, and then aughts, and then 10 episodes a season. We're going to find some really bizarre pilot television shows and tell you where to find them and comment on them.
If you're into horror movies, SNM Radio will be... joining us as well. We have a GoFundMe. If you go to FCFnetwork.com, there's a link to our GoFundMe page. Oh, and I forgot to say that earlier. Brandy and Michael, thank you very much for what you guys are doing in Classy. They thank you guys very much.
What are they doing?
Well, they've all given 120-ounce bottles of both their lines, Classy Vape Company and Audio Fog, and they're doing raffles. And they're going to donate the proceeds to our GoFundMe.
And you know what?
Thank you.
They'll go to our GoFundMe, but we take 80% of that, and we're giving 20% back to the Children's Hospital.
Right.
So we need it for startup costs, for distribution fees.
Hey, we're trying to do a show.
Yeah.
Here's about a fire.
Take that fire somewhere else.
But we're giving back, too. People are helping us start this community of free entertainment, and we are constantly adding shows, growing this... this website, this network, and we're going to give it back too. It's not just all taken.
Right.
The network hasn't started, but the Facebook and the Instagram Fakakta Funhouse has started.
So
check those out.
And we're giving back to the Children's Hospital because they saved my life when I was just a young boy.
8 months, right?
14 months old.
Ooh.
I had an open heart surgery.
Now it's time for you to give back.
It's about time.
As if the show wasn't enough.
I said, hey, I've got this tooth. What can I get for that?
You think the Children's Hospital would listen to the show and say, you know what? Thank you, Blake. That's enough. But no, that's not enough. We're giving money to.
Giving money? Hey, we got some special guests coming up.
Let's get back to the show.
More geeks.
Did you loop this?
I was waiting for him to start singing. There was another song I was going to use. It was by some rap guy, and it was called Classy Man or something to that.
You classy, huh? Are you classy?
Yeah, there was way too much profanity. There was way too much profanity in that song. I knew it wouldn't be inappropriate. And I think to be classy, you need to be sharp. You need to be a sharp-dressed man. And speaking of classy, we have Classy Babe Company. Ooh, I'm hot. Classy Babe Company in the house. Zach and Justin, welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks. Get right up on the mic.
Own the mic, because we're poor and we only have one mic. So, guys, thank you very much. First, we're going to talk about these awesome t-shirts. We'll get into the company. We'll do that stuff in a minute. We did a review of you guys' line a couple months ago. There was some discussion in regards to the Dapper flavor. I'm sure it's very good. Nothing against it, but it has banana.
It is good.
We all know that I cannot stand bananas. I don't want to touch them. I don't want to smell them. That's why Heather has carried one around for 46 hours.
To taunt you with it.
That's what it was.
I
made an inappropriate comment. It's hard to believe, but I made an inappropriate comment. I won't repeat it. I made an inappropriate comment. It had to do with a banana in...
Audrey Hepburn.
The Nether Regions?
The Audrey Hepburn was... That was... Yes. Yes. Because she's gorgeous. But anyway, so you guys made us these t-shirts. It has a silhouette of Audrey Hepburn with a banana.
Smoking a banana.
Shoving it in her mouth.
It's got her logo.
Just like she's known to do.
Their logo.
She's been doing it for years.
The Shockers logo.
And IBWIP.com.
So, yes. Thank you guys very much. It's super awesome.
They are.
So, Zach, why don't you tell us a little bit about Classy Vape and how it came to be?
Yeah, actually, the company started, Justin started started the company. Him and a buddy started making juice themselves just for their personal consumption and use and got into it. And they brought it to me, and from a business standpoint, just talking about it. And I wasn't even a smoker at the time. I'd quit smoking, and I was using smokeless tobacco, dipping, and just started vaping to check out the business side of it. And I called him like 3 days later, and I was like, dude, I haven't dipped, and I didn't even realize it. Like, I didn't even realize it, you know. So I really saw some power in it. We got together and shopped it around a little bit, and people really loved it, and we went from there.
So, Justin, you're making them originally, is that right?
Yeah, we started just kind of trying out flavors in my apartment, actually, at the time, and created some really good stuff that people like.
And then how did Zach fit in? You're the business side of it, you said?
Yeah, well, I was...
He has the money.
Yeah, okay. That is not the case. Now I was doing some other. I had another startup, and we were a little branding agency, and we did T-shirts and promo material and stuff like that. So we just got to chit chat, and they were just talking to me about it, and we started kicking around some ideas. If it was it wasn't an industry I knew a whole lot about, so you know, just learning a little bit about it, and did some research. But the thing that got me was just that. I just quit dipping without even realizing it, with no intention.
Sure.
No intention to. So I kind of saw the power in it, and luckily Justin was really good at making flavors, and people really liked it. So it just made a lot of sense.
Would you say that your main mission then would be to bring that same sort of sensation to other people, where they don't have to worry about?
Yeah, I mean, really, you know, to me, it's. I don't want to narrow it down, and you know, everybody's going to do it for whatever reason, you know, they do it for. So I don't want to narrow it down to that, but I think it was really powerful. You know, it was powerful for me for sure. And I've got family members and know so many people that, you know, tried to quit smoking or say they're quitting smoking or whatever, and have had trouble. I mean, even when I was trying to quit smoking, it wasn't easy. You know, I mean, I was still dipping and chewing tobacco and things like that. So, you know, for it to happen, just you know, not even on purpose, I thought it was pretty special.
Now, Blake, you had just come up to a year, right, of not smoking? Didn't you just pass a year?
Yeah, on October 15th. And you can go back. If you go back and listen to episodes prior to that from last year, I mean, every episode I'm hacking and coughing, and it's just that's made a little bit of difference. But, Justin, why don't you go through, like, your guys' flavor profiles real quick, and then we'll talk about the new one at the end.
Yeah, we have a total of 6 flavors now. We started out with Vogue was our first flavor we created. It's awesome. It's my favorite all-day vape, you know, every day. Blueberry Cotton Candy, super awesome. I love it.
Very good.
Jarvis is another one we have. It's a blueberry, or I'm sorry, a bubblegum hibiscus. It's super popular in certain areas of people. Some people just love it. Some people, you know. Let's see. Then we have Dapper, which is the bananas.
The old bananas foster.
Yes, yes. Super great flavor, though.
Yeah, if you like bananas, after we did the episode, I was like, I probably should get a hold of them and say, hey, I'm not dissing this flavor. It's just the banana. But no,
it's one of my favorites.
Awesome. Which I would actually like for you to maybe try just a little bit.
Oh, boy.
What's unique about it is it's very different in our opinion and many others' opinions than any other banana flavor. So I wouldn't mind if you would.
For you, I will.
I appreciate it.
Wow. At the end of the episode, I will do some dapper.
Very good. Very good. So we have Lux as well. That's one of our flavors. It's a strawberry milk, kind of a creamy strawberry flavor.
My absolute favorite.
Awesome. Uptown was our newest one up until Tiffany. Sort of a orange Tic Tac is what I like to call it. It's a creamy orange with a hint of mint. There's no menthol in it. It's
right.
Mint.
And that one has been my favorite.
Really?
Yeah, that's definitely been my favorite, and I could use it in a tank too because I have a lot of trouble with tanks anymore and getting good flavor out of it. I had about a quarter of a bottle left that you guys sent me, and I was
speeding.
I was
eyeballing some.
I was. I like to drip, and I like to drip in the dark for some reason. So as I'm dripping in the dark, suddenly I think to myself, oh, that bottle's not in my hand anymore. It was all over my chest.
Oh, no.
And I thought to myself, oh, I can't, you know.
That's a weird thought to have.
I smell delicious.
Yeah.
Oh.
But then I was out of, and so thank you guys today for hooking me back up.
Yeah,
no problem. Now, question for you: Were you a menthol smoker?
No. The only time I smoked menthols is when I had to poop. That's when I was constipated. That's the only time I would
likely
smoke a menthol.
Story.
It's true. It happens. I didn't smoke menthol cigarettes. It is a. I like that flavor, and it's cool, and it's not overpowering. Because I've had some menthol-based ones where you take a hit and you go, you know, just like you're smoking a Newport cigarette. You're just like, I'm crystallizing my lungs. So it doesn't have that.
Can you never go to space? Is that what someone told me, or is that a lie?
What?
That you can never go to space if you, like, smoked a menthol cigarette?
Probably can never go to space if you smoke any cigarette.
Okay, that's true.
And then you have the newest one.
The newest one is Tiffany.
Tiffany, and this is our first work on this one. And this is...
It's milk at the bottom of the bowl of a bowl of cereal. So it's a real creamy vape with a hint of cereal flavor.
Is it like a fruit cereal?
It's a fruity cereal, okay. But you get more of the creams and things.
Right. It's not just like a cereal taste. It's
exactly.
Got
cereal milk seems to be so popular.
Yeah.
I work with a lot of people who do that. And it's, I think when you have so many flavors out there like that, it's the race to who can make the best one.
Right.
And you guys are going to try it right now, is that right?
I've been doing this since we started the show. I love it. You got here. You're playing.
Yeah.
We share tips, which I know.
Oh, just tips.
Just the tip. We don't share more than that.
Yeah, and our...
I like the way it tastes.
And our goal is always whatever flavor we put out when we decide to put something out is to make it an all-day vape. So there's a lot of cereals that we tried, but, you know, they're very overwhelming. You know, you'd vape a little bit of it or, you know, a quarter of a bottle, and it would just be...
Yeah.
It'd be overwhelming. You'd want to move on. So... we really worked hard to find something that would be a cereal profile, but would be, you know, fit in with the all day
sure.
vape, something that you could vape on all day and wouldn't overwhelm you. So.
Do all day vapes require some sort of subtlety then?
Yeah,
for
us, we try to make it a little more subtle, you know, because there's stuff where, you know, in my opinion, you'll vape in that first, you know, first couple of times, right? Man, that's really good flavor. I get that, you know, I get the flavor that it is, but. You know, then you do it a few times, and it
the stronger the flavor is, that the quicker you arrive at vape time. Is that right?
I would personally say yes. In my personal opinion, now that may not be for everyone, but it seems more potent flavors you you lose the flavor of them quicker, in my opinion. Right. It's like it overwhelms your taste buds.
So what? After talking to you guys and after talking to Brandy, the mixologist, this isn't just like you just pour some stuff and that's your flavor. I mean, you guys painstakingly, you know, you take a lot of time to find that exact flavor.
100%. When we created a flavor, we have several different versions of it that we kind of field test, I guess you could say. Let people try, get opinions on it, things like that. And we all try it ourselves, take it home and, you know, vape on it, see what we think of it. And as a lot of times as flavors mature or they steep, they change a little bit as well. So that's another thing that takes a little bit of time.
And your line, the line that you sent us earlier definitely did that.
Right.
It is, I mean, because I just finished a bottle of Lux. And it had changed dramatically over the couple months that I had it.
Sure.
It kept getting better and better and better and better.
Yeah, and it's almost like the flavors tend to marry the longer you have them together. So,
did you know that your friend Brandy was such a good player at with Celebrity Birthday?
I did, yeah.
One of the reasons that you're attracted to her, right?
There you go.
Yeah. Well, guys, thank you very much for the shirts. Seriously, they were perfect. They were awesome.
Very cool.
We appreciate you taking the time. We want to invite you guys to play a game we call Would You Rather. Would you guys like to play?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Good. I'm glad you didn't say no. That would have been weird.
This
is where it's at. Okay, so I'm going to explain the rules to you. Then Heather is going to give you the scenarios. Would you rather? You've probably heard of this before. But we play it, and we're very stringent on rules. Okay, so we're going to give you a would-you-rather scenario. Do not give us your answer. You have time. When I open the floor for questions, you can ask as many questions as you can fit in. Watch out for this guy. He will talk over you. But ask as many questions as you can so you get all the details that you need to then make your decision. Okay? Are we good? Okay.
All right, gentlemen. We've got two options today. Would you rather lick butter from a homeless man's toe or have sex with a wild gorilla?
Woo! Would you rather have sex with a wild gorilla or lick butter between a homeless person's toes? Now, I will go ahead and open the floor for questions.
Are you having sex with the gorilla or is the gorilla having sex with you?
The gorilla is having sex with you. It's a wild gorilla.
Is it a male gorilla or a female gorilla?
That was my question. I don't know.
So you don't let him.
Don't let me. Please, whatever you do, do not let me. I will.
And that was a group question. Both of them want to know.
Okay. It is a female gorilla.
Okay.
Is this a female? Is it man? It's a homeless man, right?
Homeless man. The man has no home. How long has he been?
Does he ever bathe? I mean, does he have an opportunity? At least dip his toes in the river.
Yeah, he goes once a week. He goes down to the river in the summer, not in the winter, in the summer, and he does a prison cell bath. Yes.
What time of season are we in then currently? And this season right now?
Yes, I would call this fall.
Okay.
Where is this man? What part of the country? It's hot, warm, steamy climate, like South Florida.
It's in these mountains.
He's from these mountains that we've seen around here in Tennessee.
Okay. How old is this man?
Oh,
48.
These are good
questions. Does he have shoes?
He has cardboard shoes that he made with duct tape and cardboard.
Pinterest?
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. DIY. That's what I'm all about.
Salted or unsalted butter?
Oh, that's a good question.
It's that butter from Texas Roadhouse, the cinnamon butter.
Well, then I've got my answer.
No.
Can you shave the gorilla?
I'm going to revert back to a question to you. Is why would you shave a gorilla?
For my own personal sex appeal to the gorilla?
No, you are unable to shave the gorilla because he is a wild gorilla.
Well, she is a wild gorilla.
That's what I said. She's a wild gorilla.
She's
making sure everybody's
bathed or unbathed gorilla.
Oh shit!
They do that thing where they pick bugs off each other, but that's about as the extent of it.
Good enough for me.
So it's a totally wild gorilla. It's never
totally wild.
Another good question. Where does this wild gorilla come from?
Where does the wild? It's in the zoo.
No, it's not.
Not a wild gorilla.
It's not wild.
That's right. Good job. I always want to make sure you're paying attention. It's from the Amazon.
Amazon.com?
Yeah, you can order it off Amazon.com. You can go and get a wild gorilla on Amazon.com. And if you're a member of Amazon Prime, you can get that delivered in 2 days.
Yeah, free 2 day shipping.
Droned right to your house.
Well, okay. Now I have the size of the groan.
Okay. I have a question about the amount of toes. How many? How many toes are covered in butter? How many toes am I having to deal with?
How many toes does the guy have?
No, how many toes are covered in butter that I am required to lick off of?
Well, you're going to have to lick into 8 areas because in between is 4
so
areas.
Both feet?
Yes, and his feet are webbed.
So it's not the toes. It is the space between the toes.
The space?
It's the space between the toes. That's a lot more gross. Brandy, you had a question?
Has he cut his toenails?
He
has not cut his toenails in 13 weeks.
Boy.
And it's between the toes, not the actual toes.
Am I related to the homeless man?
Yeah, he's your brother.
Biological step half?
Pardon?
Biological step or half?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
All of the above.
I rest my case.
Biological. There's one important question that you always ask when you play Would You Rather, and it has not been asked.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I was hoping there'd be the last question. I closed the door for questions. It's over.
I didn't realize that there was a door we were speaking through.
Yes. Yes.
Metaphor.
A doorway. Yeah.
Metaphor door.
Metaphysical door.
Okay. Now, Zach and Justin, you may have different answers. Do you want to talk amongst yourselves or split up and play your own?
You going to represent yourself or Classy Babe?
We'll work together.
Okay. So we'll give you guys a few minutes. We'll give you guys a few minutes
to deliberate.
Big E, would you rather lick the cinnamon butter between the toes of a homeless man?
Related to Jason.
Related to Jason. Or have sex with a wild gorilla?
I am licking that cinnamon, sweet cinnamon butter.
And why?
Because it's good. It'll make anything good. It'll even make toe jam good.
Okay. -3 points.
What? That might be. This is like golf, though, right?
Yes. I'm 300 par then.
Yeah, it's pretty. That's good. Good job,
Heather.
Yes.
I should have let you go first because you're a young lady. Would you rather? Butter.
Gorilla.
Why?
Well, since it's a lady gorilla, I don't have to deal with the invasion.
Have you ever seen a gorilla's fingers?
I don't have to be penetrated.
Yeah, but getting fingered by a gorilla, maybe not the worst thing that could happen.
Maybe not the worst.
At least I'm giving consent here.
All right. Jason, would you rather?
This is very bizarre this scenario came up, because I actually have licked butter off my brother's feet before. The only difference is that he's not homeless, so I don't see how much difference that would really make. So I'm going to choose that.
You're going to choose the homeless?
Yeah.
Okay. Zach and Justin?
I think we're going to go with licking the butter as well. So I think the gorilla, there could be some disease passed on, you know, after that. Yeah, some long-term effect.
Do you think there might be some disease? Look at the toes from a homeless guy?
No, the butter will, I
think. Coat it. The butter will coat it.
It's a barrier. So it's a butter barrier.
And like a condom for a foot.
Yeah.
Everyone knows butter's what clears
it. Sweet, sweet cinnamon butter barrier.
It's the amoxicillin of feet.
Oh, God, amoxicillin. Episode 225 is just going to be about amoxicillin and how it's...
Moxa-killing Blake.
Moxa-killing me. All right.
Cinnamon's a home remedy for like a lot of things, right?
So, if you can eat a whole spoonful of it, it seems to clear stuff up. Well, this is very difficult for me because there was 3 wrong answers given. One of the teams that gave us a wrong answer brought us all these presents. And so I want them to win.
But he's talking about me.
But you can't do the wrong answers. So we're going to give it to Heather for having sex with the gorilla.
What?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You always explain at the end why it's the right answer.
I don't have to worry about disease like they talked about.
I would let a gorilla manhandle me till the break of dawn. I am not licking any butter. Plus, here's the question that nobody asked. Is there money to be made?
How's there money to be made from sex with the gorilla?
How much money do you think is going to get brought in on a porn of having sex with a wild gorilla?
$0.
You're just such a corporate man. I don't even think
nobody's watching that.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you being on the show. Thanks for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll watch you.
Oh, this or that. Yes. Or that. Oh.
We'll want you to read that mystery tag.
Yeah, stick around, guys.
So hang out.
Oh, yeah.
And while you hang out, I will read the upcoming release schedule, or episodes that have already been released.
Yeah, sure.
Episode 222, Non-Consensual, now available. Episode 223, The Rockin' Lockin' with Rocky Top Vapor Part 1, available now as well. Episode 225, our next episode, inevitably titled I Left My Heart in Washington County, will be available on Friday, November 20th.
Double check.
And do not forget, Sunday, November 15th is Clean Your Refrigerator Day. I tell you what. If this is the only day per year that you clean your fridge, well, then you're just like me. Also, Tuesday, November 17th is Take a Hike Day. When you're in your older brother's bedroom and he tells you to beat it, hold on to the hope that he is celebrating Take a Hike Day in his own special way. And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions, and you'll get dinner for two at the Harbor House, barring I am one of the two. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review in iTunes, tell a friend about the show, and help us support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, we'll send your ass down the Watauga River.
Hey, Jason, thank you very much. You read your own jokes.
I did it.
And you didn't butcher them?
Thank you.
They're better when I butcher them.
They're better when you butcher them. But thank you very much, and I'm hoping, again, you're driving more than 20 minutes home. Heather!
Blake!
Having sex with a gorilla. You looking forward to that?
It's just a light fingering. Yeah.
No, Jesus.
Oh, like, okay.
Now that I know there's money to be made.
Blake, didn't Molly give you consent for that?
Yes, she said it.
Blake is the gorilla. That's the question we didn't.
That completely changes it.
This is Zach and Justin. Thank you guys very much. Thanks to the whole Classy Bay crew.
Yes.
Brandy, I'll use my team member anytime. The only thing is we need to work on why they died. Shrugging doesn't seem to be getting me any points. So thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate everything.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Scott.
Yes.
Oh, no.
You would really lick the butter with no hesitation whatsoever.
Oh, I'd hesitate, but it happened. Is there money to be made? I didn't ask that question.
The floor is closed. Negative 37 points. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Check out IBWIP.com. And here is our famous mystery tag by the boys at Classy Vape.
Johnson City, Tennessee is home of awesome local craft breweries like Yeehaw Brewing Company and Johnson City Brewing Company. I bet Dustin is kicking himself right now.
Yeah,
he is.
He's like, I can't go with you guys because I have my kid.
And responsibilities.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I got a mortgage.
We miss you, Dustin.
Well. Yeah. Good show.
Alright, let's go to the strip club.
Knocking, knocking with Rocky Top Vapor. I didn't
say it. Now, was it Vampire Night in all of Johnson City or just at the Fuzzy Hole?
Just at Fuzzy Hole.
Gah!
Weird.
We tried to go faster. We tried to drive faster.
They just wear capes and play hard rock music is all it is.
Oh.
It's not that special.
Nothing I want to watch more than girls with two pairs of underwear on dance to Pantera.
Oh, we're about to see it.
Woohoo! I'm sure they'll play Pantera.
I think that I might still know the DJ there, so I can put it in a special request.
I really want to go up and say I'd like. I want to find one girl that's the least unattractive, and then I want to request the DJ play Freebird. I want to get my money's worth.
Like the longest song possible.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
The live version, not the studio recording.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.